My name is Marlon McLaughlin.
Been working as a paid verger for a year. I haven't always been the person that I am today. You know, I was a horrible person, I think. People try and say that I wasn't, but I know what I've done and where I've been. My life was crazy, you know. I was a criminal, you know, and I ended up taking drugs. And basically, that was my life. I've been in and out of prison. I had it all up about 8 years. I'd cried plenty of times on my own in my cell and stuff. You know, it's hard being in prison. I think I had a lot of rock bottoms, but, you know, I lost my sister. She killed herself. So that was a bad time in my life, but I was on heroin at the time, and I can't even remember a funeral and that properly. And I've overdosed. I've hurt people because of the drugs sent me paranoid. You know, I went schizophrenic. So I could go on and on. You know, I've had a messy sort of life. You know what I mean? That's half a down to myself as well. I can remember January 07, I was injecting heroin and crack. I got offered to go into a rehab, a Christian rehab, and I was like, nah, I don't want to go in there. What's Christians, you know what I mean? They're crazy. And, you know, what's God ever done in my life? So I said no at first. And then I sat and thought about it. So I said, I'll go for it. And that's when my life sort of changed. I got released from prison to go straight there. I could have went home, but I didn't. You know, I had enough of living the way I was living, you know. As soon as I got in there, the lady, she said, go on this alpha course and you're going to ask about God. And I was going, I don't really want to go there. But they said, you get a free meal as well. And I was like, OK, I'll go for the free meal because at least I'll get a decent one out a week. And so I went there and then just started listening to what people had to say, really. And I was just like, you know what, yeah, God, if you're really there, yeah, come on then. God, if you're there, I need you to show me now. And I just had this amazing feeling from head to toe. And it's just like I just had took some heroin and stuff. Just had this warm glow all over my body and I couldn't stop crying. But I weren't angry and I weren't sad. And I just know God was with me. And from that day, really, I've just trying to trust in God. I've been working inside the cathedral for about 4 years. It's my first ever job. It's my home. It's my second home. It's like my spiritual home. It's just an amazing place to be. It's changed my life. I'd be lost without it. I've just passed my qualification, qualified youth worker, first qualification ever. Life's good, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, it's still a struggle, and I do find it more of a struggle being a Christian at times, but I know that I'm not out there hurting anybody. I'd rather die than go back to the life that I led because there's no happiness in it. I'm still happy, you know, I've got real people in my life that don't want me for anything else but just me and my friendship, and why lose that? For drink, for drugs, for prison.